Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Ask anyone in the paranormal field to name the most haunted city in America, and Savannah will inevitably be in the top three of most of the people questioned. It is often joked that there are so many ghosts in Savannah houses that they have their own union. The union sets up what houses they can haunt and what hours. One of these houses is on the south side of Savannah, and it is said to have as many as five entities. Tonight you will hear the story of the house on Victory Drive. Built in 1900, it was one of the first houses built in Baldwin Park neighborhood at the southern border of the city. At the time, the unpaved street in front of the house was named Estill Avenue. It would later be named Victory Drive after World War I. Legend says that a palm tree was planted on the grassy dividing strip for every soldier in the county who died in France, making it the longest palm-lined road in the entire world. In the early 1980s, Jim and Melba Nettles, who had lived in the home for approximately 20 years, told us some very strange experiences in the home. The events started shortly after moving in. One evening, the Nettles were upstairs painting the front bedroom. They heard footsteps coming up the stairs and then down the hall. The doorknob turned and the door to the bedroom opened, but there was no one there. In the library, which was downstairs, there were bookcases filled with books that belonged to the former owner of the home. Melba believes that the former owner himself may have stayed behind with some of his books. She thought this because one afternoon her very young son Jimmy asked her if she could turn the light on so the man in the chair could see better. Jimmy was a very advanced child. He was talking at 6 months and forming complete sentences before he was even a year old. Apparently, Jimmy had some other talents as well. Once when Mrs. Nettles was playing with Jimmy in the bathroom, he pointed to a space and asked if she saw the other mother and the baby. She assumed he was talking about their reflection in the mirror. She picked him up and stood in front of the mirror and asked if that was the mother and the baby. He said no, shook his head, and pointed to another side of the room. The most common presence in the house is affectionately named Judge. He got this name because the house was once owned by a family that had the same name as a well-known judge in town. They believe that the judge is who Jimmy saw in the library. They also think that they have heard the judge's footsteps on the stairs. That is, until they had an elevator installed. An elevator that seemed to have a mind of its own from the very beginning. It would often move from floor to floor at will. They had the mechanism checked as well as the wiring in the house. No cause for the elevator's malfunctions were ever found. The elevator was most annoying when it would take little trips on its own during the nighttime hours. Mr. Nettles made a house rule to anyone or anything that was listening that the elevator was not to run while he was sleeping. Things were much more peaceful after his request. Friends of the Nettles had their own experiences. Lewis Kincaid said that on two occasions when he had taken the stairs, the elevator went up, even though there was no one on the elevator. On another occasion, he was the first one to wake in the house, but he found the newspaper inside the house and already open. Lewis would also hear the piano playing on its own accord. One evening, the Nettles arrived from a party. They found their maid sitting upstairs on a bench. When Mr. Nettles commented that there were much softer chairs downstairs, the maid informed him that she had heard continuous footsteps in the upstairs hallway. She felt that it would be best if she were closer to the children's rooms. Footsteps have also been heard in the kitchen on very early mornings, accompanied by the clanking of pots and pans as if someone was making breakfast. There was also a swinging door between the kitchen and the pantry that could also be heard. Other events include rocking chairs rocking on their own, especially in the library. This happened one Thanksgiving in front of several guests. Lights would also turn on inside locked rooms. There was a pool table on the sun porch. Sometimes the family would find the eight ball in the pocket and all of the other balls lined up in two neat rows. On several occasions, the Nettles would often hear their names called. Assuming that it was the other calling for them, they would answer, only to find that the other hadn't in fact called for them at all. This also happened to Lewis Kincaid, who thought that he was the butt of a joke. Lewis said that he wasn't necessarily a believer, but he did know that three different electrical contractors had looked at the elevator as well as some light switches that would not work and then later be fine. Then, there is the attic. The attic where the jacket of a West Point midshipman was found in an old trunk. Story goes that one night the jacket was found laid out over a trunk, and it was next to a wedding dress that was laid out over another trunk. Both of these items had been inside their respective trunks earlier that day. Mrs. Nettles said that she believed that Jimmy had psychic ability at a very early age, but lost those abilities because he chose not to develop them. She also believes that there were some real tragedies connected to the home. She feels that the bedroom with the footsteps and the doorknob turning belonged to a young man who died at a young age, possibly at war. Melba also thinks that a woman and a child died there in the early part of the century. At first, the Nettles didn't want any publicity about the paranormal activity. But then they decided, what difference does it make? It was their home, and they were going to go on living there regardless. They at least felt safer from burglars now. Burglars would be too afraid to come to the house now that the word is out that it's haunted by five ghosts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps. with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.